Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Mesech Chulin Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara brings down Pasach Rish Lakish V'Omar B'ram Zohar Oysa Yish L'Toif. Rish Lakish remembered Rav. Sha'am Rishmua Mipiv Shmuta Shchuta Ksheira. She'efshar L'Shmuta Shatiyasa Shchuta. What happens if we shecht an animal and we find that one of the simanim was Shmuta, was Nekar Mimakaymai? Now we have a suffix. Was it Nekar Mimakaymai before the Shchita and therefore it's going to be Asr, or as a Nekar after the Shchita and it's going to be Kasher? So Rav Shita was, it's going to be Kasher because she'efshar L'Shmuta Shatiyasa Shchuta. If it was actually nishmat before the shechita, the ma'aseh shechita would not be able to occur because the siman that's nishmat would fall down. Rabbi Yechanan, however, disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan amar yavai v'yakif. We should check. We should go ahead and make another chetach in that siman and compare the original chetach that we had from the shechita to this chetach. If they look alike, so we'll know that just like the second chetach happened after the ma'aseh akira, after the siman was nishmat, so too the first shechita also happened after the siman was nekar, and it's going to be a treifa. But if they look different, then we'll understand that the reason why they look differently is because the first ma'aseh shechita happened before the siman was nekar, and the second ma'aseh chaticha happened after the siman is nekar, so based on that bedika, it's going to be kosher. Now yesh ladon, if this Rabbi Yechanan tells us to be makif, is that because, being that the suffix is efshar levrurei, so even though essentially we could be makeable makam safik, nevertheless we should be mavar because hey kol hecha de efshel of rurei, we should be mavar. Maybe it will be an esbarer that they're doim azel azeh, and now we'll see that they're actually a treifa. Or Rabbi Yechanan holds that you have to be mavar in order to be machshir. And if you're not going to be mavar, misafik Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's going to be a treifa. So Taisus with the Ramaskal Yavi V'Yakif brings down a Gemara earlier on the Daf Ches Amud Aleph, which is talking about the Shechita of an Oif. There, the Gemara says, Shachat as a Veshet v'nimtzes gargeras shmuta. What happens if you shecht the Veshet? Because by an Oif you only have to shecht one simen. And then you found that the other simen, the gargeras, was Nishmat. Zog the Gemara, Zeha yamaisa v'amru kol safik b'shechita psula. There, the halacha was that because it's a safik b'shechita, misafik are going to be machmer. Fractaisis, why don't you do the same bedika that's brought down in our Gemara? Fractaisis, because the bedika is impossible. Only by us, where the shechita happened in the same siman that was nishmat, so we can check by bedika whether or not the ma'aseh shechita happened before the akira or after the akira. But in that Gemara of Oif, where we're talking about one siman was nishchat and the other one was nishmat, even if we were going to shecht the same siman again and compare to what it looked like b'shas the shechita, even if we would find that it looks differently, that would not be a raya that the akiras agageras happened after the shechita. Because mitzad this simon, mitzad the veshet, there was chios definitely b'shas the shechita. So it would look differently, even if the mitzias was that it was already nishmat agageras b'shas the shechita. Ad kan de v'yataisis. Hayotzi that we see is that if you can't do the bedika, misafik we're going to be machmer. Rav is mekel because he holds b'tam vadai that definitely it was nishmat after the shechita, because like he says, e efshar l'shmuta shatiyasa shechuta. But if it would be efshar, if you wouldn't have a case of e efshar, it would be a suffik, then mi suffik we would have to be machmer. And the emes is that azoy is mashma also from Rashi, because Rashi says b'divir maschel v'yakif that if you do the bedika of Rabbi Yechanan, im daimin mar'ein shal chatochim treifa, the hayel v'daimin yesh loimar she'af chetach harishayin la'achar ikor nase. The fact that they're daimin to each other, yesh loimar, that gives us a reason to be mistopic and say that maybe the chetach harishayin was also after ikor. It's not mashma from Rashi that it's a brirus b'tam vade that it's a treifa. Mashma it's only a suffix that it's a treifa. And still Rabbi Yechanan says that in that case it's going to be usher. Harei, the b'mokim suffix, if it was nishmat, one of the simanim, the halacha is going to be that we're matrif misafik. Now, it's mavur in the lashon of Rashi that we just read, that even in the event that it was nishmat, it's only a treifa and not an avela. V'chein mavur also in Rashi earlier, daf yud amud aleph, on the bottom of the Amid B'divya Maschal Nishmato Akar Geres, that he says that it's a treifa. So l'chayre, the fact that we passel over here, misafik, brings us back to the old Nidin, which we spoke about so many times, and Bariches in the Shiran Daf Nun Gimel. What's the halacha b'makim safik treifa? And this l'chayre would be a raya, the b'makim safik treifa, were machmer, which is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yaina, brought down on the Roshayim and Daf Yud. Now, the emes is, even according to that shita, it's tzarech bir. Because the lashon of the Gemara that we mentioned on Daf Chav Ches in regards to shachatas aveshet by an oif v'nimtza agageras shmuta, the lashon is kol sofik b'shchita pasol. Mashma that it's a sofik in the shchita, not that it's a sofik in the treifus, which is what Rashi says. So l'chayre, the hesber to that can be al pi dvar vayeduim of Reb Chaim brought down on the Briskarov in the Mechtavim, and the Asman Daraisa in Klal Tazayin, which we mentioned also Kama Pa'amim b'meshach this parak, that the Isra of Treifus is not just an Isra study, but rather it's missing in the Heter Shechita. The makom that the animals are a Treifa, the Shechita is not Matirasai La'achila. And it's a count of that, Be'emes, that we can say that that's why the Shechita of Rabbeinu Yaina holds that Misafik it's Osir. Because Be'emes Mitzad Echad, a Safik Treifus has a Cheskas Heter, and the Chayr, if we go by Sachazaka de Me'ekara, we should say that the Siman was only Nishmat at the latest possible moment, which is after the Shechita. So the only reason why we would be Machmer is because connected that is a Cheskas Isser. Now, Be'emes, the Cheskas Isser, the original Isser was an Isser Midin Avram and Achai. So how can we stretch that to say that it's also today Midin Treifa? So one possible Mahalach, which we mentioned, is because maybe the Rabbeinu Yonah holds Machzikin on Mi Isser Le Isser, which is what the Rashba says also in Masech Tivam Mustaf Laman Amad Beis. But the other possible mahalach is that even if you hold Ein Machzikin Am Yisrael Yisr, based on this Yisoid of Reb Chaim, being that Michaim had an Yisr of Ein Ezevuach, which is an Yisr Asei, Kemavur Masech Tabeit Tzadav Chafei Amad Aleph, and even after the Shechita, in the event that it's a Trefa, it's Chatzir in the Heter Ezevuach, so to a degree it's also Ein Ezevuach, that's why we could have a Cheskas Yisr over here. And Memel, it's Mikoyach the fact that there's a Chesaron in the Shechita, if it's a Trefa, that it ends up being a Chazaka connected to Chazaka, and we're going to Aser Misafik. This would explain the Lashon of Kol Safik B'Shechita Psula, because in this case, although Be'etzem it's a Trefa, the reason why we're going to Pasel is because in a way it's a Safik B'Shechita, because it's Chaser in the Heter Shechita. But Akalpanim, this is only a Hasber. If you Be'emes Naiket, like the Shechita Sarishayim, like Rabbeinu Yonah that holds that every Safik Trefa is Be'emes Aser. But if you hold like the Shita of Taisvus of the Ime, and that Mem Gimel Amabez, and Masech Yivamis of Lamed Amabez, that they hold that every Suffolk Trefa is Be'emes Kshera, because you go Basar Cheskas Heter. So it's going to be Shver. Why in this case is the Halacha that if we have a Suffolk, if it was Nishmat Lefnei Shechita or Acher Shechita, and we cannot be Mevarer, why are we going to Aser it Mi Suffolk? Now, Lechayre, this is Mitli Tali in a major Machlekes Hashanim that we find earlier on the Ftesamar Aleph and Taisus Divya Maschal Kulu, and also on the Fchafamar Aleph and Divya Maschal Ilema. They're coming to be Mefarish, the Gemara, earlier on the Ftesamar Aleph, which says the following klal. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, called Tabach She'eni Edea Hilchas Shechita, any Sheikhit, which is not proficient in the Hilchas Shechita, Osro Lechol Meshchitasei. Ve'elu Hein Hilchas Shechita, Shehiya Drisa Chalada Hagrama Ve'ikor. These are the five Hilchas Shechita which are learned out of Lachal Meshim Sinai, and one of them is Ikor. What is the definition of Ikor? So Rashi is Mefarish, and Ikor means if he was Paisik, one of the Simanim. If he snapped one of the Simanim instead of Shechting it. Taisus over there with Devi Maschal Kulu is Chaylik on Rashi, because the Chayr, that's not one of the Halachas within Hilchas Shechita. That's just not a Maisa Shechita Bachlal. Ayin Shom B'Taisus. So Taisus brings down a different Pshat from the Halachas Gedailus. He's Mefarish that Ikor means that it's Nishmat, one of the Simanim, Chutz Memukaimai. Like our halacha of Shmutas Hagageres. Now Taisus is Mazber B'Hemshech Dvarav, V'zel Hashanei of Taisus. Shmuta Lav Trefehi. Shmuta is B'Hem is not a Trefe B'Chlal. Ela Shekein Halacha L'Mesh M'Sinai, De'ein Shechita Me'eles B'Simon Shomut, HaNishmat Chutz L'Mokim Chiburai. It's a special Halacha L'Mesh M'Sinai in Hilchas Shechita, that Shechita is not my LS if the Simon is Nishmat Memekaimai. And Taisus goes on to say, Vafilu oif, Shechsheir b'Simon Echad, im Nishmat Echad, ein Shechita my LS b'Sheini. Even a oif, which essentially you only need a Maisa Shechita in one of the Simonim, Nevertheless, if the other siman is nishmat, that's also going to be a problem. And the Rashba over there is mazber, because although we only need to do a ma'isa shchita b'poyel in one siman, but both simanim have to be ru'uyim l'shchita. It has to be a matzev that be'etzem, each one of the simanim could be nishchat, and then you only have to be shaychet one. But being that if it's nekar memkaimai, the halacha ma'isha m'sinai is that the siman is eina ru'uyim l'shchita, therefore it's going to be a pasul l'shchita, bein be'behema, bein be'oif. Hayoytzev min divrei abahag is, that be'emes, a shmut of a siman is nishmat, it's bachlal not a treifa. And if it's a suffix, it's not a suffix treifas. Rather, if the siman is nishmat, so afterwards the ma'isa shchita doesn't work, and if you have a suffix if it was nishmat before, it ends up being a suffix if the shchita is there, shchita b'chal, which is be'etzem a suffix nevela, which is why it's understandable why we're going to go l'chumra l'kuli alma, and that's mamish meduik in the lashon of kol suffix b'shchita pasul, because it's a pasha to suffix b'shchita l'das habahag. Okay, so according to the bahag, it's very understandable. But l'chayre l'fi the pirush of Rashi, that he learns that ikor doesn't mean nishmat. Ikor means that it's nifsak. And in the case of nishmat, he be'emes holds it is a treifa, ukumavur in the lashon of Rashi in Arasugya, and in his words also in the Yudam Aleph that he says that nishmat is a treifa. So Rashi l'shitasai, that he holds that nishmat is only a treifa, the chayru were back to the question that only shtims if you hold like the Rishayim that say that a suffix treifa is aser. So l'chayre, this is going to have to be a riot that Rashi holds be'emes like the shita of Rabbeinu Yaina. But the emes is, we can be miyash of Rashi, that Rashi agrees that if it was only a suffix treifa, that it's mutter. And here, although Rashi says it's a suffix treifa, be'emes, it turns out to be a suffix in the shita. And the mahalach is as follows. Because be'emes, be'etzem divrei abahag, there are two ways to understand what he's saying. The lashon of Tosfos that we quoted is, that shmuta lav treifahi. Mashmat, that there's no din treifas bachlal. And for example, let's say the simon would be nishmat, kozman it's chai, and we're chayl of the animal, the chalav is going to be mutter, because there's no chalais din treifah bachlal. It's just the halacha that in preparation to the shchita, the ma'isa shchita is not going to be able to be mater. However, the lashon abahag himself, if you look in the halachas gedolos on page kuf chavav, his lashon is that it is a treifah. And besides for the din treifas, the shchita is not going to be matter b'chlal. And the shach, in the sefer ha'aruch of the shach, in Simon Chav Dalid, he's ma'ir this, that the bahag himself is mavur, not like Taisus quotes him. And as Zayshet also in the prechadish over there in Simon Chav Dalid, sivkat and lamed bey. And the pshat is, that be'etzem, the hashmatas ha'simon is a treifus. But being that a treifus is chal in the makam ha'shchita, therefore, it's isra makam ha'shchita, and the halach is that the shchita is not matir b'chlal. So it comes out, meanwhile, after the Maisa Hashmata, it's already a treifa, and any milk that's nechlav adat rega is going to be also to eat midin treifas. But afterwards, when we try to shecht it, the shechit is not going to be chal, and it's going to be an avela. That's the pshat in the Bahag himself, according to what it's mavur, in his words, on page Kuf Chavav. Now the Reish Yosef, earlier on Daf Chav, and as Eishet also in Prima Gadim, in the Psicha and Shechita, Sheirish Gimel, he learns that Rashi also holds like that mahalach in the Bahag. And the Be'emes, even though Rashi in the Fyud says that it's a treifa, that just means that meanwhile it's a treifa. But Avadi is Maideh, like the Bahag, that the Shechita itself is not Chal. Now this that Rashi on Daftes isn't Mefarish, that that's the definition of Ikor. The Chayr, if it's true that Rashi holds like the Bahag, that if a Shmata happens, the Shechita is not going to be Chal, why was Rashi forced to say that Ikor means Psika Sagageres? Zok the Prima Gadim, because the mashmais of the Gemara and Daftes of Kol Tavach Shen Yedeh Hilchas Shchita Asa Lecha Meshchita Asai is mashma that we're referring to psulim that are only mitzad the Shchita. But being that the Hashmata Sagageris is Be'etzim Pasol B'Lavachi Midin Treifus, it's mashma that that's not included in that klal, and therefore Rashi does not learn the death of Pshat and Ikor, and he has to say the other Pshat. Hayayte, that the Prima Gadim is telling us, that even Rashi, who says Hashmata Sagageris is a treifa, he's maskim that afterwards, b'shas shchita, it makes that it should be an avela and the shchita is not chal b'chlal. Like the pashas of the mashmais of the Gemara of kol suffik b'shchita pasul. Lefidus, it's asi shapir, that l'kuli alma b'makam suffik, we're going to be machmir. Because even though it starts off as a suffik treifus, but being that that affects the shchita, we're shapir going to go basar the cheskas iser, and it's going to be aser mi suffik. Atkan this shikol, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down a story of the Be'yosef Rishba, that they hit the Giranoshe and that's how they killed it. So they came to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah to find out if that makes it a treifa. And the Gemara says, the klal, v'chila hoisef ala treifas, ein lecha ela mashamanu chachamim. You can't be moisef on any of the treifas that the chachamim said, therefore it's not going to be a treifa. The Gemara brings out another similar story. Rabbi Yosef bar Abba's Rishpa, he used to hit the klayas and kill it. They came in front of Rabbi Abba and he said the same answer, v'chila hoisef ala treifas yesh, ein lecha ela mashamanu chachamim. To that, the Gemara asks the question, okay, ein lehaisav amashamanu chachamim, but lemaise v'akachazina de kamesa. And the Gemara answers, gmiri de ibadri lo sama chaya. It's gmiri that if you put on a sam, a cure, that it's going to end up living, and that's why it's not a treifa. So we have to be yerit to understand what's this klal of chilahaisav ala treifas yesh, that it's impossible to be maisav on the treifas. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis, he says, v'zel l'shoinai, ve'ein l'hoisef al treifas elu klal, we can't be maisef on the treifas that he mentioned before. He counts out shivim treifas that are mevor midivrei the sugyas in elu treifas. She'kol she'yera l'behemoi l'chaya l'oif, chutz mi'elu. Anything that may happen besides for these 70, she'manu chachmei ha'deris ha'rishayinim, ve'hiskimu alehen bat edine Yisrael. Anything that's more than what the Chachmei Adiris and the Bat Edina Yisrael were masking about, Efshar Shetichya, the Metzias says that it can live and it's not a treifa, Vafilu Noidelon Viderech Harafua She'ein Seif Alichyes. Even if according to our present knowledge it can't live, you should know that it obviously could live from the fact that it was omitted from the list of treifas. Now we have to understand, what does this mean, Manu Chachmei Adiris V'Skimu Alein Bat Edina Yisrael? So the Kesef Mishnah over there says that the Makar of the Rambam is from our Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemiri, that it's Badrila Samichaya. So at the case of Mishnah, the terminology Gemiri means that it's Halacha L'Meisha Misinai. And being that all the Trefas were learned out, Halacha L'Meisha Misinai, like the Gemara says in the beginning of the Perek, that Yud Ches Trefas Nemer L'Meisha Misinai. And so too, the Gemara says on Daf Mem Gimel, Ula says, Ches Minei Trefas Nemer Halacha L'Meisha Misinai. So anything that's not included in those Yud Ches Trefas, or the Ches Klolim of Trefas, so the Halacha L'Meisha Misinai is Lehedya precluding it from considering it a treifa. Therefore, in these cases of Machu Begida Nasha and Machu Bekulia, because they don't fit into any of the klalim of the treifas, so Al Karchach, it's Gemiri, the Halacha L'Meisha Misinai, is telling us that it's not a treifa, and the fact that we see that it can't live doesn't mean anything, because obviously there is a refuah for it, it's just not known to us. That's the Mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah. So according to the Kesef Mishnah, we have to be Matchik, that when the Rambam says, Hiskimu chachmei adiris and batidine Yisrael, he just means that they're maskim, where they tell us what's included in the Ikra Lachal Meshim Sinai and what's not included in the Lachal Meshim Sinai. But they themselves are not going to be able to be mechadish a treifas midas atzmam. On the other hand, there's another mahalach how to learn in the Rambam. The Nekudas HaKesef in Simin Chavtes and the Dagal Mervav over there, V'aid Harbi Achreinim, they learn that the Rambam Shita is that not necessarily are all the treifas included in the Halacha L'Meisha Misinai. And they point to the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that brings down Amar Ula Ches Minei Treifas Nemer L'Meisha Misinai, and the Gemara brings down the Ches Klalim, and the Gemara is Maisif Lafuke Lekusa de Rachash Bar Papa. According to that, if it's Laksa Kulya, the treifas which Rachash Bar Papa tells us and it's included in the Shav Shmaitza, that's not going to be a treifa because that's not one of those Ches Minei Treifas. Nevertheless, the Rambam himself paskins, like Rachash Bar Papa, that is a treifas. And the pshat is, Zagin D'Achreinim, that the Rambam holds that there are two categories of treifas. There are the treifas that were Nemru Allah Al Meshim Sinai, and then there are the treifas that the Chachmei Adairis were Maisif Midas Atzmam, that they understood that those are also treifas. And it's even on the second kind of treifas that it's also to be Maisif. It's only the Chachmei Adairis, the Chazal, Berech of Daita Masichlam, they were able to establish that these are treifas. But that we should be maisav on them, that we can't. And even within the days of Chazal, that's what the Gemara tells us in our sugya, v'chila haisav ala treifas yesh, the answer to the Be'yosef Rishba and the Be'repapa Ba'aba Rishba was that they are not able to be maisav on the treifas. Ein l'cha elama shamanu chachamim daika. Only the chachamim could be maisav treifas, but they are not included in the category of Chachamim to be Maisif any Treifas, and therefore, it's going to be Mutter, and we're going to assume that it could be Chai. Now, what's the definition of the word Gemiri? What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, Gemiri di Ibadri la Sama Chaya? The chayyur the ketzef mishnah is medayik from the lashon gemiri that it's mashma that it's halacha l'meishim Sinai. So the netziv in his sefer hemek shela in the hakdama, which is called kidmas ha'emek, in Eis Beis, he brings many, many rayas from around Shas that the definition of gemiri does not necessarily mean halacha l'meishim Sinai. Adrabba, gemiri means nimnu v'gamru, which means that it was a consensus by the chazal at that time that that's the halacha. So too, he quotes our gemara as a mashal when the gemara says, Gemiri di ibadila samichaya, that means it's nimru v'gamru, chachme adairis, and they said that obviously those treifas do have a refuah, and they're not included in the treifas shamanu chachamim, and other treifas, which they were maisif, those obviously don't have a refuah. And the emes is the netziv himself in another place, in the shiltis, in shilta kuf chav hei, ois aleph, he's dafka medayik like that from the Devarei Gemara, because he said, had it been halacha l'meishim Sinai, the Gemara wouldn't have a kasha, v'ka chazina lach dekamesa. And the Gemara wouldn't have to answer, di bar de la samachaya. Whatever the halacha l'meishim Sinai tells us is a treifa. Whatever isn't included in halacha l'meishim Sinai isn't. And al piyater sheyerucha, there's no makom to ask kashas and to be forced to answer that there's a refuah. It's just not included in the halacha l'meishim Sinai. Elamai bechreach zok denitziv, this is where the Rambam got it from, that not necessarily something that's not included in halacha l'meishim Sinai would not be a treifa. Because the Chacham have a koyach to be meisif, and included in the pasuk of chaya achol, she'en chaya ein achol. And therefore the Gemara has to be masbir, that bechreach, the reason why Chazal did not include these in the treifas, is because he barged l'sam chaya. But had it not been that they saw that there was a refuah, had the metzias been, kachazin ala de kamesa, that there would be no refuah lefanenu, and we would see that this would cause it to die, that would be machriach the Chachamim to include it in the list of treifas, shamanu Chachamim. So it comes out, zok the netziv, that there's a big nafkamina between these two categories of treifas. Any treifas that were nemra halacha l'meishim Sinai, even if we're going to see that there's a refuah, that's not going to change it within treifas. Like the Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel, al pi ha'Torah asher yerucha, it's going to remain a treifa. It's only the second category of treifas, which the Chachamim figured out, mireichav daita mesichlam, that they're going to be tali if there is a refuah and there's not a refuah. But legabi halacha l'meisa, there is no nafkamina. Because like the Rambam tells us, that biyameinu bismaneinu, we're included in the cloud the Gemara says in our sugya, v'chilo ha'isif ala treifas yesh, we already lost the ability to create that distinction whether or not it's a treifas or not, and we can't be ma'isif anything, and anything that seems to us that is a treifas, we should know that be'etzem there is a refuah, is just not known to us. Now, there's another ha'isaf in this inyan. The Mishnah says, behemshach of this daf, that nita lechi atachtoin, it's going to be k'sheira. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perakas Halacha Chav Gimel, he says, that what about the Lechia Elyon that's Nital? Lechia Elyon Shenital is a treifa. Now the Tor in Siman Lamed Gimel, and it's brought down over there in the Kesef Mishnah, he's matmi on the Rambam. V'chilo ha'isef ala treifas yesh, this treifas of Lechia Elyon Shenital is not nizkar anywhere in Shas. Elamai, you want to be medayiket from the Mishnah, that if the Mishnah says, Davke Nita Lechia Tachten is k'shera, mashma Lechia Elyon is a treifa, Zaktator Adrab, if anything, it's a Kalvachimer. Madoch Lechia Tachtain, which is more mistaber should be a treifa, it's Ksheira. For sure, the Lechia Elyain is definitely not a treifa. Now the Kesef Mishnah is Mamshech, and he brings that the Chachmi Lunil sent a Shaila to the Rambam, and they asked him this question. How does the Rambam know that this is going to be a treifa? If anything, it should be Ksheira, me Kalvachimer, from the Lechia Tachtain. And the Rambam responded with a big Arichis, a scientific Arichis, proving that Lechia Elyain, if it's Nital, is a Vada going to be a Treifa, and he's Messiahim, Ein Lecha Misha Ein Kamaya Chaya Yaiser Mizeh. There's no greater example of something that's included in the cloud of the Mishnah of Kol She'ein Achaya Treifa. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. Umipnezem Manu Nitilas Lechia Tachtin Davke Beksheris V'loya Elyain. Therefore, says the Rambam, he holds that the fact that the Mishnah in our Sugya counts out the Lechia Tachtin to be Ksheira, that's meant lafuke the Lechi Elyon. The Lechi Elyon is actually worse scientifically, and that's going to be a treifa. Ad kan devir kesef mishnah. But tainet the netziv over there in Hamak Sheila, but hare it's not included in any of the Yurchas treifas in Nemo Lechel Meshim Sinai. So how could the Rambam be meisef a treifas and say that the Mishnah is alluding to it? Lemaise, we don't have a makar to that, midina Lechel Meshim Sinai. Elamaizok the Netziv, this is another example of the Shitas Rambam, that it doesn't have to necessarily have to be Nemro Alech L'meshmi Sinai. There are other treifas which are Manu Chachmei Adairis V'eskimo Alein Batidinim Shabi Yisrael, that those are treifas. So the Rambam L'shitasai is Osi Shapir. So Hayyotze, in summary, in this cloud that's in our Gemara of V'chilohesav al-Trefis Yesh, we have two distinct mahalchim. The Pashat the mahalach, and that's the mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah, is that the Trefis in our Perek are only those that are included in the Yudches Trefis Shenemru Halachal Meshem Sinai. And even though we find different toldos and pratim within each Trefa, but the Klalim are only the 18 Trefis, which are Be'emes, the 8 Trefis that Ula says on Daf Mem Gimel, Shenemru Halachal Meshem Sinai. However, the mahalach of many Achrayim in the Shitas Rambam, namely the Nekudas HaKesef and the Daglam Ravava and the Netiv and many others, they learn that the Rambam holds that Be'emes, the Chachmei Adairs can be Meisef many more Trefis than there was Neskabel from Halachal Meshem Sinai, as long as they see it B'Reichav Chachmasam V'Sichlam, that that's included in Kol Shekamaya Einachaya. And that's Meduyik in three places. One is in the Etzem Lashon of the Rambam, in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis, that says that the only things that are included in the Trefis are what's Manu Chachmei Adairis V'Skima Alein Batidinim Sheb Yisrael, Mashma, that it's not totally in Halacha Meshem Sinai. The second is from the fact that he paskins like the Trefis of Lekusa, the Rachash Bar Papa, even though the Gemara Bama says that that's not like what Ula says, that Ches Trefis Nemar Halacha Meshem Sinai, it's not included in those Ches. And the third is from the fact that the Rambam paskins the Trefis of Nita Lechi El Elyain, even though that's Bechlal not included in the Yud Ches Trefis anywhere in the Gemara. And the Machlekes boils down to how do you understand the Lashon HaGemara that says, Gmiri the Ibadri Lasama Chaya. The Fi the Mahalach of the Kesef Mishneh, and that's the Pashtos, is that Gmiri means that it's Halacha Meshem Sinai. Therefore, when the Gemara says Gmiri the Ibadri Lasama Chaya, doesn't mean that we actually know of an existing Refuah. It just means Behechreach, if we were Makabel, that it's not a Trefa, must be that the Torah is telling us that there is a Refuah which we don't know about. Whereas according to the second Mahalach, like the Netziv says, Gmiri just means that it's Nimnu V'Gamru, and Chazal were aware of a specific Refuah, and that's why they said it's not a Trefa, but in other places where they saw that there's no Refuah, they can be Meisef Ala Trefas. And of course it's important to be Messiah, that even if you hold it could be Meisef Ala Trefas, that's only Bimei Chazal in the early days of Chazal. But once we reached a point, like in our Gemara, of the Bei Yosef Rishba and the Bei Rapapa Bar Abba Rishba, already at that point, the list was closed, and it reached a matzav of Chilo Haysef Ala Trefis Yesh, and that's Kapaskant in the Rambam, that it's impossible to be Meisef any Trefis on those that were Manu Chachamim, Viskimo Alein, Batidin, and Shabi Yisrael. Adkan this Inyan, and now let's go right to the next Inyan. Now, our Gemara is the makar to a major Yesoid found in Trefis, that if there's a refuah for the Trefis, that it's not a Trefis to begin with. Now, it's important to speak out that according to some Rishayim, there's a makar from a pasuk to teach us this din. And it starts with the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, which says that if it's achla hardufni, it's kshera. Even though if an animal eats hardufni, it becomes sick and it's going to die, still it's kosher. Now the question is, why is it kosher? So the makar to this halacha is really found in the Torah's Kohanim, in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud. And it says over there that we learn a hekesh of nevela to trefa, ma nevela she'en kamaya chaya, now, the Ravid over there in the Spirish on Taris Kahanim, he explains that it's because of the fact that an animal that eats Hardufni, there's a refuah to it. So it comes out, we're learning from a Hekesh from Nevela Trefa that a Trefus that has a refuah doesn't have a din of a Trefus. If not for the Xeris Akasav, we would say that being that Lemaisa, it has a condition with which it will die, it already has a Shem Trefus. Now, what happens if we reverse it afterwards and we heal the animal? That would be a different shaila. That would be a ischachus of lachar zman, and maybe the trefus would be batal. But akal panim, how can we say that even kol zman that it walks around with this trefus and it's going to die, that it doesn't have a din of a trefa and it's going to be ksheira? For that we have the gzeres akasov of the hekesh to nevela, which tells us that just like nevela, it's ein kamayachaya, there's no way to get out of it. There's no way to make tchias amesim and reverse the nevelos. So too by trefus, it has to be that there's no way to reverse it, but a condition which is reversible is going to be ksheira. Now other Rishonim learn differently. Ayin in the Arsameach and the Cheshchita Perches that brings down a different shot from the Sefer Eshkol. But Akaponim, according to this Mahalach of the Ravid, and other Mefarshim learn this way as well, it comes out that there's a Mefurish Alimut from a Hekesh to teach us that if it's Ibadri Lasama Chaya, that it's going to be ksheira. Now the Ran in Arasugya asks Samari Dikakasha. Frek the Ran, the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis talks about the Indian of Sircha. Now Rashi's Shita in the Sugi of Sirchas and other Rishonim as well is that Ein Sircha B'lei Nekev. Anytime a Sircha develops on the lungs, that's an indication that Be'etzem was a Nekev and the Sircha was developed through the fact that different fluids were forced through the hole and that plugs up the hole. Now what happens if there's a Sircha Me'una La'una Kesidron? That means to say the sircha developed between two unais, two lobes in the lung, ba'ifin, that it's kesidron, where one lobe lies naturally on the other lobe, and the sircha is in between. So the Gemara says that it's kshera. And the Rishayim over there on Masber, ayin in the sugi barichas earlier to Daf Manvav, that because the sircha is situated in such a place, where naturally it's going to be neschazik and it's going to be neskayim, therefore, it's a good plug to this hole, and it's going to become kosher. Frekteran emkein, every time we see lefenenu a nekev in the reya, there's a makan to be chayshish that this is going to have a refuah, because maybe a sircha is going to develop me'una le'una kesidron, and that will be megalitas that be'etzem it's not a treifus in the first place, because it comes out that this hole is in a matzev of ibardula samachaya. So lechayla, every nick of a reya be'etzem should be a suffix if it's a treifus or a not, because maybe this has a refuah. And the Ran answers that enachanami, it's true. In the event that such a sircha will develop, it will be a giloy that it comes out that this hole was really a hole that had a refuah, and it wasn't a treifa in the first place. But until we see that actually lefaneinu, we're going to assume that there's no refuah, and it is a treifa. Now it sounds like from the Ran that it turns out that every nikav areya is really only a suffik treifa. So l'chayre yesh la'ayin that this should be tali in the machlekes v'shainim if suffik treifa is the chumra or the kula. Now the Ran's sheet of Emes earlier in Daf Yud is like the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yaina that a suffik treifa is the chumra. But lefi the sheet of Sataisus on Daf Mem Gimel, which we spoke about many times in previous Yurim, that he holds that every suffik treifa is kosher. So lechayrut should come out that we have a kasha that every nikav areya is be'etzem only a suffik treifa and we should be mekel. So my chavrusa, Rabbi Yisrael Arya Dykman, answered with a very pashat the teretz. Because the fact that Taisus holds that we go lekula is based on a chazakat me'ikara. Being that the chatchila, this animal, was not a treifa, and we want to be in a topic, maybe it was nischadish a treifas to this animal. So the chazak of the Meikar tells us to be moikim it in its original state, and not to be mistopic, maybe his chachos happened that it became a treifa. But in our case, adarabba, we have a treifas lefaneinu. The kashrus of this treifas is based on assuming that a chachos is going to happen. Only based on assuming that it's going to be nischadish a refuah, and a sircha is going to develop me'una le'una b'makom where it's kesidron, that's going to tell us that now it's not a treifas b'chlal. So here the chazaka works against us. Because in order to be making it on the chazaka to be a karet to say that it's not a treifa, we have to assume a hischachos, that a hischachos of a refuah, of a sircha, of a stima is going to develop. Chazaka to be a karet cannot tell us that. It's mufrach from the etzem lumdus of the chazaka to be a karet minei ube. Memela, Lekuliyama, even according to Shita Sataisus, in such a case, will be machmer, and will go basar the treifas that's the fanenu, and we're going to say that every nikav areya, although it's possible that it could be neschadish oifen, that it's going to make the lemafreya was never a treifas, that it's going to be a treifa. Now, it's mavur from this Ran that he compares a stima in the neck of the reya to our Gemara of Ibadrila Sama Chaya. But the Ramban, later on the Fayin Vav, is mavur that he's machalik between these two things. The Ramban over there is discussing a case where an animal, his foot was nechtach by the Tzoyma Segidin, which renders it a treifa. But the halacha is that if it was nechtach higher than that, that it's not a treifa. And the Ramban discusses whether or not if after it already is a treifa because it's nechtach by the Tzoyma Segidin, it could be chayzer lechsherei by cutting it higher. And the Ramban's shita is that it will be chayzer lechsherei. And his raya is from a sircha me'una le'una. Just like a sircha me'una le'una, it starts off being a treifus. And then afterwards, it becomes kosher ayidei, the development of this stima, the sircha, me'una le'una kesidron. So you see from there that a treifas could be chayzer lehechsherei. So too, in regards to nechtach by the tzemes agidin, it could be chayzer lehechsherei. Now, lefi the mahalach of the round that we just said, in such a case, it's not going to be chayzer lehechsherei. Adarabba, that will be a gili that it never was a treifa in the first place. Just like we see in Arasugya of Ibadri l'sama chaya. From the Ramban's mavor that he's mahalach, and he holds that in those two cases, the case of the sircha mi'una la'una and the case of being chaytach the foot above the tzemes agidin, it's not going to be a gilui that it never was a treifa. The treifas was a treifas b'shas ma'isa. It's just going to be chayzer lehechsherei afterwards. What's the difference between these two things? So the Ramban is Masber, then the case of the Tzaymes Agidin, Zelashayn Ramban, Vaday Trefa, Share Yeshba Maka She'en Chayeba. The condition of it being Nechtach by the Tzaymes Agidin is a Maka which it cannot live from. Va'af Abi She'echaya Amena Imbal Chayt Chalamayla, Mikol Makaim Ein Chayeba Oysa Trefas Shaba Ba'Oysa Inin Achshav. Even though you can cut it off, that doesn't mean that it could live from this Trefas. The Trefas Mitzaratzma is a condition which it cannot live from. It's just removing the actual condition of the trefus from the guf. The ibadri lasama nami loichaya. There is no refuah that could actually heal nechtach tzemes agidin. We could just make that this animal no longer has the condition of nechtach tzemes agidin by cutting it higher than that. Therefore, this is not considered a trefus that has a refuah. It's a trefus which means that atzma, calls man it exists, actually has no refuah bechlal. Therefore, if it is actually done, it will be chayzer lechsherei. But kolzman, it's not done, it's avada going to be a trefa. And the emes is, l'chayr, we can say that that's the same thing also by the sircha and the reya. Because a sircha and the reya is not a heel to the nekev, it's a stima to the nekev. It creates that the nekev no longer exists. There is no metzius of a trefas over here anymore. Therefore, it comes out that by emes, the condition of nikav reya is a condition which has no refuah to it. Which is why we will never say that l'chatchila is nesgala, that it's not a trefa. If a matzav occurs, that it no longer has a nekev, so now mikanal haba will be chayzer lechsherei. But kolzman, the nekev is there, it's a condition which has no refuah to it. Versus the our sugya, in the case of machila begidin ashia, or machila bekol yisa, that we don't have to remove the condition. We could actually keep the condition, just heal it with the proper cure and the proper samamana. So it comes out, we have a mayir dika machlekes between the Ran and the Ramban, in a case where there's a trefus, which the condition of the trefus could be removed. Is that considered a trefus that has a refuah and it's going to be like it says in our sugya that it's not a trefus lechatchila? Or do we say that that's a trefus b'shaitai just when it's removed, from then on onwards it's chayzer lechsherei? The Rashba later on the Fayin Vav, and he says so also in the Torah Sabayis on page Nun Amar Aleph in the Old Prince, he holds like Lashita Saran, and he's chaylik on the Ramban. And he says, v'zeh l'shaynai, v'af abi she'en lay takana be'inyin shu oimid achshav, ma bekach, Kivan shetakanasa metzuya. The fact that it doesn't have a takana within the matzav of treifas makes no difference. As long as takanasa metzuya, that's enough of a reason to make that it's not a treifas lichatchila. Urefua kreiva lava yoiser may be bidur samanim. Cutting it higher than the tzaymas agidin is something which is even kreiva, which is even easier to do. It's more available to do than the refuas that's brought down on our Gemara. So for sure, that should make that it's considered that it's not a treifa lichatchila. What's the bira machlekes between the Ramban against the Rashba and the Ran? So the Chayr, we can understand the shita of the Rashba and the Ran based on the drasha that we brought down earlier from the Torah Kehanim. If the drasha that tells us that if it has a refuah, it's kosher, is because it's compared to nevela. Ma nevela shein kamoya chaya, af trefa shein kamoya chaya. So the Rashba and the Ran say that we look at the animal b'chlal yusa. Is this an animal that's included in ein kamoya chaya, or it's an animal which is kamoya chaya? Lemaisa, this is an animal which is kamoya chaya. It's true that the way it's kamaya chaya involves taking away the matzav of treifas. But looking at the animal, this is an animal which the animal is kamaya chaya because there's something to be done within the animal that's going to extend its life and it's not daimer to an avela. However, the Ramban, Tzorech Leimer, that he learns that the heter of the Torah is only if the matzav of the treifus mitzar atzma is something that's healable. And it could be that the Ramban be'emes doesn't learn that pshat in the Torah's Kehanim. He would learn a different pshat in the Torah's Kehanim. Like we said, the Arsameach brings down Shem the Sefer Eshkel, and he learns that the Yisrael in our Gemara is a Svara Ba'alma. And he holds that the Svara just is that if the Trefus Mitzad Atzma is something that's curable, that doesn't have a Shem Trefus. Because Trefus is something that's going to kill it. This is curable. But if the Matzav of the Trefus Mitzad Atzma is incurable, it's just that we could go ahead and remove the Trefus from the Guf. Kozman, we didn't remove the Trefus from the Guf. It's a Vada going to have a din of Trefa. Ulai, that could be the beer hamachlekes. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah brings down as one of the mashalim of ve'elu ksheris bebehema, nitla ha'em shalah. Now be'emes, there's an arichas about this in a Mishnah mesechta b'chayris daf chavchesam adbeis. The Mishnah says as follows: Umaisa beparash nitla ha'em shalah ve'achila rabtar from the klavim. Rabtarfan originally held that it's a treifa. And therefore he was machalit leklovim. Uba maisa lefnei chachovim beyavne, v'etiruah. The Maisa came in front of the Chachamim and they were matrit. She'omar toides harayfe ein pora v'chazira yoitzes me'alexandria shomitzrayim she'en chaytchim ha'em shalah b'shvil shalay teleit. Because toides harayfe said that it was common practice any pora or chazira that left Mitzrayim in order that they shouldn't propagate in other lands and they lose their edge on the market, they used to take out the aim so that they should not be able to have any children. And of course, they managed to live, and they were in Treifus. Afterwards, Omer Reb Tarfon, Hocha Chamor Chatarfon. Reb Tarfon said on himself that he's going to have to lose his chamor to pay back the person who he was matrif, his cow, and he was mashlechit to klavim. So at Kalpanim, you see that there was a havamina that nitla aim be'emes should be a treifa, and they proved from the member of Taitis Arayfe that it's not a treifa. Now the Biskarov over there in Chidush Agriz Alashas asks that Lechaira, Hare the Yurchas Treifas were Nemru L'Maisha Mesinai. So Maman of Shach, if they had a Kabbalah L'Maisha Mesinai, then Nitla Aim is a Treifa, so the fact that Taitis Arayfe said that it has a Rafua wouldn't change anything. Like we know, the Raman Paskins and Perikyot Hilchas Shchita, Al Pi HaTaira Ashe Yerucha, even if we see that there's a Rafua, it remains a Treifa. And if they were not Makabal L'Maisha Mesinai, then Nitla Aim is a Treifa. How can they have a havmina that it's a treifa, even if they did not see a refuah? V'chilo ha'isaf al treifas yesh. Azoif rekt biskarov. So the biskarov, so from here you see, like the Rambam, that be'emes, it's possible to be ma'isaf al treifas, and they'd be included in the klal of ze'a klal kol she'en kamaya chaya. And he means to shtel too, the shittas of Rambam, which we spoke about earlier in the shir, that says in regards to nito lechia elyoin, and so too in regards to lakusa the rachash bar papa, that even if it's not included in the Ikar Treifa Shenemer L'Maisha Misinai, Be'emes, if Chazal would see that it's Ein Kamaya Chaya, would be a Treifa. And the only reason why Chazal would say that it's not a Treifa is if they saw a Rafua. Of course, Bizmanenu, we can't be Maisa from Bimagare anymore, like the Gemara says, V'chilu Haisav al Treifas Yesh. But HaKabonim is Mana Tanayim, it would have been possible to be Maisa on the Treifas more than what was Nemer L'Maisha Misinai. But L'Chaira, this is going to be a Kasha on the sheet of the Kesef Mishra that we mentioned, that learns that you can't be Maisav on Alokha Meshem Yisinai, and Gemiri Sheyesh L'Rafua has to mean that there's a Gilei from Meshem Yisinai that there's a Rafua. And Imkain, it's Shver on the Mishra B'chairis, that's Mashma, that they were Chayker V'dairish B'Reifim of their Zman to make it a Trefa or not, V'tzorech Iyan. Add kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down the story of Reb Chana Pseira, Reb Chana the Shulchani, that Bar Navcha, who was more chashav than him, came to borrow from him a dinara kordina in order to be Meshire, the shear of Treifus, in regards to a chasar and begageras. And Reb Chana Pseira said, Ubayi lemekam yikamei, I wanted to stand up for him. V'loishav kani, he didn't let me. Omar li shev b'ni shev, he told me to sit. Because halacha is ein balei umnius rashayin lamed mipnei tamid chachamim b'sha she'asukin b'malachta. Now the Gemara asks a kasha from a Mishnah Bikurim that says that kol balei umnius aimdim mipneim b'shayil b'shleiman, that they did stand up even though they're in the middle of their work in order to be shayil b'shleim mevi'ei Bikurim. And the Gemara answers Amar Rabbi Yechanan mipneihem aimdin mipnei tamid chachamim ein aimdin. It's true that you stand up for mevi'ei Bikurim, but we do not stand up for tamid chachamim. And the Gemara is masbah that difference with two mahalchim. The first mahalch is Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, Boyer A, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Sherei Mipnei En Oimdim, Bnei Tamid HaChachamim En Oimdim. That there's an extra Chavivis to Mekayme Mitzvah B'Shaita, which requires Balei Umnias to stand up in the middle of work, although they don't have to do so for Tamid HaChachamim. And the Gemara afterwards is Chaylik, and the Gemara says, Mimai, it's not a Raya. Be'emes Mitzvah B'Shaita is not more Chaviv than Tamid HaChachamim. Just there, it's a gzeira kadesh leitei nimtza machshilan la'asid lavei. If we would not be machaber properly the mevi'ei bikurim, because it's such a tircha to bring it, maybe the next year they will not be matriach to bring it. Now in the etzem din of ein bali umnius rashayin lamin b'pnei tamid chachamim b'shah shasukin b'malachtam, Rashi is mefarish that we're talking about bali umnius that are oisik b'mlechas acherim. And here also, Reb Chana Pseira was working for somebody else. Therefore, you have to be nizar, not to get distracted, which is an inyan of gezel. Rashi learns like this, Taisus is mazber b'divya maschal ein, because he takes the words of the Gemara that says, ein balei umnius rashoyin kipshuton, that it means that it's aser. And the emes is, Azayez Mavur Mitaych Arasugya, that it says, V'loy Shavkani, he didn't let. The reason why it's Aser is because he's working for somebody else. Rashi tells the Su to a Braise in Tesefta in Bamitzia, Parak Dal and Halacha Zayin, that says, Amayshav es Chaveri b'chanus l'mech tzitzchar, im haya uman l'yasek b'mnusay, l'fishayin einav al'chanus b'sha sh'aysek b'mnusay. So you see this concept that a person who's working for somebody else, he's not allowed to distract himself from his work by doing something else. Now, l'chayr, we have to ask Akash and Rashi, what's the raya from that tesefta? Over there, it's talking about an uman that's going to be Isaac in his own umnis, which is a davar shaber ashus. Therefore, it's usher to do that when he's working for somebody else. But me'echateisa, that even if someone's doing a ma'isa mitzvah, like an arasugi that he's standing up for a tamar chacham, where he's mechuyiv to stand up, v'adarta p'nei zaken, me'echateisa, that should also be usher to do while he's working for somebody else. Now the emes is that Taisus over here, b'devei maschel ein, he brings down Rashi's pshat that it means that it's Isaac b'mlech asachem, so it's usher. But he says that b'emes is mevor in the Gemara in Kedushin the Flamed Gimel that even if he's Isaac b'mlech asatzmai, there also, although it may not be usher, but he's not mechuyev, because the Gemara shtels to this memra of ein bali umnes rashayin labim b'pneim to the klal that the Gemara is learning out that makima she'ein b'chisarin kis af hidur she'ein b'chisarin kis. Because of the tzushtel of Mepnei Seva Tokum and Vadar to Pnei Zokin, the Gemara learns out that just like standing up for a Seva doesn't involve Chisar and Kis, so too Vadar to Pnei Zokin, the mitzvah to stand up for a Tamar Chacham, is only B'makam She'en Chisar and Kis. That halacha tells us that even a person who's working for himself, and if he wants to, he could stand up, he's not mechuyev to stand up, because we learn out from a pasuk that you're not mechuyev to be mahader, a hider that's Chisar and Kis. So Taisus says, B'shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Shimon, that that's be'emes the pshat in the memory of Ein Bali Umnes Rashayin Lamed B'pneim. The word Rashayin is not kapshutai to say that it's Aser, just it means that he's not mechuyev, and Taisus brings a tzushel to that from a Gemara in Erchin that also uses the lashon of Ein Rashayin, and it means he's not mechuyev. Now L'chayre, the pshat of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Shimon is be'emes muchach mikayach the Gemara over there in Kedushin. Because if we're talking about that it's an Isra to stand up while he's working for somebody else because of the Isra of Gezel, then it wouldn't be a Raya that when a person isn't involved in Malacha Secherim, he's involved in his own Malacha, and there's no Chshash Gezel, that there wouldn't be a mitzvah to stand up even though there's Chesor and Kis. So Be'emes, we have to understand the Fidah Mahalach of Rashi, that Ein Bali Umnes Rashayin means Kipshute, that it's Aser. How can the Gemara learn out from there in Kedushin that even a person who's working for himself and there's no Isra of Gezel, that there too, there's no chiyuv of hider b'makam chasar and kis. So these are the two ha'aris that we have in Rashi. First of all, what's the tzushal to the sefta? There it's a dvar rishus b'meichateisa, that a person who's working b'mlechas acherim is usher, even if it's a dvar mitzvah. And the second ha'ara is that if we're talking about somebody who's working for somebody else and therefore he's not allowed to, how could the Gemara learn from there the klal tayinam chiyuv in hider b'makam chasar and kis? And the answer is obviously that these two kashis is chadam teretzis b'chavrta. And it's alpi the words of the Ran in Arasugya, and he says, v'zeh l'shaynai, ilu ha'yachayiv b'shal atzmai, af b'shal acherim ha'yachayiv, elekivan de b'shal atzmai ein achayiv, b'shal acherim ein oi rashay. And the chayir, the beer on that is, that if a person is mechuyiv, if it was b'shal atzmai, so too it wouldn't be considered gezel if he would do it when he's working for somebody else. Because avade, he's not mechuyev to be Isaac b'malachtai, b'makim where it involves a bittel of a mitzvah saseh. So being that the Gemara says ein rashayin, it's aser for somebody who's working for melech asacherim to do it, must be that because it involves chesar and kis, so be'etzem there's no mitzvah b'chlal, even though there would be a kim of a mitzvah b'akapanim, there's no chiyuv mitzvah. So therefore, it's hadradina that it's included in the tesefta of b'mitzvah, which Rashi brings down, of a Moshev is Chaver b'chanos l'mech tzitzchar, that he shouldn't be Isaac in his own umnis, because this is as if he's being Isaac in his own umnis, because there's no chiyuv. So memeila, the two in Yanam are tluyim zeh b'zeh, and the Gemara in Kedushin, Shapir could bring a raya, one from the other. Now, when the Gemara says, l'gabe bikurim, you are mechuyev to stand up, according to the first Mahalach, that it's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, therefore that chavivas is mechayev, that he should stand up even b'makam chasar and kiss. Once he mechuyev to stand up even b'makam chasar and kiss, there's no problem for even somebody who's being Isaac b'mlechas acherim to do so. The Gemara in the second Teretz holds that be'emes mitzvah b'shait is not more chaviv than standing up for a Talmud Chacham. And if the Torah is megalut us, then in regards to Talmud Chacham, you're not mechuyev to do a hider sheyesh b'chasaron kis. So too, you're not mechuyev to do a hider for aisa mitzvah b'shait of a makam b'chasaron kis. Elamayim must just be at the kanam d'rabbanan, so that you shouldn't be machshul them la'asid lavai. Now l'chayre, even according to the tzad of the first teretz of the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina's memra that it's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, but you have to know what's the makor min ha-Torah that there should be a chiyuv to stand up for someone who's eisa mitzvah b'shaita, even at the expense of chasaron kis. And it could be that it comes from the general din of zekelim v'anveyu to do hidur mitzvah. Just like there's a mitzvah to do mimahadir, the actual mitzvah itself, there's also an inyan to be machabed the eisa mitzvah midin zekelim v'anveyu. And the halach of hidur mitzvah, avada is even makam chasaron kis, in the Gemara and Baba Kamet of Tesamad Beis, ad shlish from the mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara holds in the first pshat that mechuyev to stand up for a oisa mitzvah b'shaita, even makam chasaron kis, although that in regards to Talmud Chacham, you're not mechuyev to. And the Gemara in the second teretz holds that it can't be that a oisa ha-mitzvah is more chaviv than a Talmud Chacham. Although the mitzvah itself has a din of hidur, even makam chasaron kis, but the oisa ha-mitzvah cannot be better than a Talmud Chacham, and if the Torah is megal than a Talmud Chacham, if not mechuyev hider b'makam chasaron kis, so too the Eisei HaMitzvah were not mechuyev hider b'makam chasaron kis. But l'maisa, you do see from this Gemara that there is an inyan of being mechabit Eisei HaMitzvah. Even according to the dichuy of the Gemara, we can say that it's only that it can't be better than a Talmud Chacham that you should be mechuyev b'makam chasaron kis. But b'makam where it doesn't involve chasaron kis, there's a makar from our sugya to be mechaber oisei hamitzvah. But as I state mefurish in the Maharit and Kedushin, and daf lamed gimel over there, and the ma'ase is kapaskin like that halacha la'ma'ase ayin taz in yerideya simin shin samach aleph sifkaton beis, that because of that we stand up if a mace passes by, not the chvaydim shel mace, but the chvaydim of the noisei hamace that are being oisei mitzvah b'shaita, they're being goyim l'chesed with the mace. And as I is also brought down in Kiveiger in the Gilin and Shulchan Aruch and simin reish samachay in the name of the Rav in Bikurim, that because of that we stand up by a bris milah mipnei noisei hatinaik that are being oisek b'mitzvah b'shaitai. And it's also brought down like that in the Pesachei Tshuva in the name of the Yad Aliyah in Simon Reish Nunvav in Yerideya, that because of that we stand up mipnei goyvei tzedakah as long as they don't take a percentage. Ad kan this inyan and ad kan this shir to Masech Techulin daf nun dalad.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.